Hi, Stella Woman fans. I'm your host, Mila Taylor.
And I'm your guest co-host, JC Steinbrenner. We're mixing things up. Mary was chilling. It's a Friday, so we don't expect her to do too much work on a weekend. I tend to keep creeping into these things. It's a real pleasure, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, JC, we're very happy to have you today. Stella Woman shines a light on female leaders making their mark in legal tech. Today, we are chatting with one of our very own stellar women at Relativity, Karima Campbell.
Hey, Karima.
Hi.
Karima, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. It's Friday. I'm happy.
Yes, finally. I feel like I can't tell if these weeks feel super long or super short. They're all blending together anyway.
Yeah, what is a week anymore?
How are things going for you as well? Like in the UK, I know things in the States are pretty crazy. So you can give us just like some background on that.
Yeah, I think it's the same for everyone right now. Every day there's just a change, especially relating to the pandemic. But what I do really like is that every Thursday evening at 8 p.m., we're doing a clap for the NHS. So that's the National Health Service. Mm-hmm. And it's just a nice chance to not only show the appreciation, but I've actually met some of my neighbors.
Oh.
So, yeah, there's a really nice couple across the road, and they wave, I wave. So
that's
after
nice.
All of this, I think I'm going to go and introduce myself.
Love it. Yeah, there's little silver linings all around.
It's funny, you know, I feel the same thing over here in Chicago. I feel like I have gotten closer to my neighbors than I ever have. Like everyone now waves to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a great thing.
Yeah.
It's a silver lining, I suppose.
Yeah, I live in a high-rise building, and so the elevator's normally filled with people who don't talk to each other. But now, like, as we're waiting, everyone's like, hello.
They've stopped. They've actually turned off the elevators in my building.
Oh, wow.
I think it's to, like, stop to encourage social distancing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the same for you?
Yeah, so they have made a rule that it's, like, one person per elevator. So we're kind of congregating 6 feet apart in the lobby, watching one person go at a time.
What you need is a larger elevator.
Yes.
Part in the elevator. Maybe that's an innovation that will come out of this.
Maybe. So, Karima, it's been an interesting year for everybody, but especially for you. Relativity recognized you at our annual kickoff conference. And then, you know, a pandemic drove us all indoors. And you were also promoted to the manager of EMEA Customer Success Management. So can you tell us a little bit how that's been and what's exciting you about your new role?
Oh, it has been a whirlwind. It's actually only been 9 months that all of that happened.
It's wild.
Yeah. But so the new role I'm absolutely loving. And I think it's because we've never actually had an EMEA manager for the customer success team. So it's like giving us the opportunity to actually tailor it a lot more and focus on the region.
For folks who aren't Relativians, tell us a little bit about our customer success management team. What do you do?
Okay, so essentially, we help our customers get the most out of their relationship with Relativity. So anything operationally, we're your people to come to. We can help connect the dots and help connect you with people internally who will help you if you want to build a new tool or anything like that. And we can also help you adopt new features. So if you want to start using processing or analytics, we can help you with that onboarding process.
So in your role, you work closely with customers. In this crazy time that we're in, what types of conversations are you having with your customers, and how is the eDiscovery community banding together?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So with the conversations I'm having with my customers have mainly been focused on alternate use cases for Relativity, looking at how they can connect with the wider business and other ways that they can go to market. So a big conversation we've been having has actually been around contract analytics. e-discovery community as a whole, I just love the way that we're all banding together. And I don't know if you've seen, but the recent announcement about Consilio and Kroll providing collection offering, I think that's really a good representation of a really tight-knit community.
Yeah, it's nice to see all the little pockets coming together in like cool and innovative and also fun ways. So
absolutely,
there's lots of opportunity for that kind of stuff. And, you know, the e-discovery community is quite small. And I just am interested in what you did before joining Relativity, because I know you've been in e-discovery for several years.
Yeah, so my most recent role before joining Relativity was at EY. And I was there for 7 years. It feels like a lifetime, but it was great. I started there quite new to the industry. I had a couple of years experience before joining EY. I must say I left being a very seasoned e-discovery professional.
And what made you jump over to the vendor side?
I thought it was time for a change, but I didn't want to leave the industry. So I thought, what can I do that would be totally different, but still allow me to keep the connections I've got and still do the kind of work that I enjoy? So I thought, okay, who can I call on? I've been using Relativity for so many years now, and we've got the community is there regardless of if you're in the company or not. So it was a nice, easy transition.
Speaking of community and collaboration, you know, in these strange times, we've relied a lot on Zoom, and a lot of people have been getting used to working at home and doing everything online. But like, being in our London office, you probably do that a lot with your colleagues over here in Chicago. So what have you found successful in terms of collaborating over those distances or even now from your home?
I think I'm pretty smug because I feel like a Zoom expert. That has absolutely helped when collaborating before this pandemic. I really like the fact that we really started investing in our video conferencing and Zoom, and like having big screens in our meeting rooms where you could actually see the individuals really started to make you feel more in the room and able to have a voice. So I think that's definitely changed the way that we communicate with our teams in Poland and America as well.
And I'm going to switch gears a little bit because you are a rock star and I want to absorb as much advice and information from you as I can. So what advice would you give to emerging women looking to advance their careers in tech?
First of all, I am so going to put that as my LinkedIn tagline, rock star. In terms of advice, I would just definitely tell them that opportunities are there to be taken. It's really easy to feel like you're not the right person for an opportunity, or you don't have the right, you might just not have the confidence. But if there's something you want to do, just do it. And if you don't have the access to being able to do it or don't know how to get into it, talk to someone. You'll really be surprised at how many people are willing to help you.
Yeah, I love that. And like speaking of talking about people, I have found that Relativity's Women of the Workplace group has been like a great resource for me personally. Do you have any other groups that you've joined in the field that you'd recommend to others?
Oh yeah, definitely. I've got a long list. I won't go through them all because I think this would have to be a series.
You can do your highlight reel.
Okay, definitely. Number one, Women in eDiscovery. I was on the inaugural board of directors for Women in eDiscovery in London, and just seeing how quickly that community grew, it was so amazing. And I think we got to 170 people in less than 6 months. So that was just amazing. Wow. And it's a really nice way to just connect with people, share stories and things like that. So that's one of my top recommendations there. Another one that's quite close to my heart actually is the Black Young Professionals Network. So it's not industry focused, but it allows you to connect with professionals from all industries. You'd actually be surprised at how many similarities there are across different industries and how much you can learn from people. And I'm going to throw a curveball now. My last one is called WITI. And so it's not necessarily a group aimed at us already in the industry, but it's focused on women from non-technical backgrounds who want to get into technology. And it's just really good. If we've already got that established technology career, I think it's really important on us to share our stories and get more people in.
Love that.
Yeah, that's a real, it's a really nice giving back. I love that.
Is that Witty, W-I-T-T-Y?
Yeah, that's right.
Now we have our own conference coming up, Relativity Fest London, or maybe just Relativity Fest London time, since it's going to be virtual, May 12th through the 14th. And you are leading a session on the first day of that fest. Can you talk to us a little bit about what you're going to be talking about?
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. My session's the first live session of the whole conference. So
no pressure.
I know, right? I'll be on a panel with some members of our strategy team and a few of our customers. And we'll be talking about the challenges and opportunities in our industry during these uncertain times.
Now, we talked about this, we touched on this briefly just before, and no spoilers, because we want people to come to the session. But what have you been hearing from different segments of the industry in terms of the challenges and the opportunities?
Oh, I'm not going to give that much away, JC. But so
May 12th,
we're hearing
May 12th.
Exactly. I'll tell you soon. But no, we're just really looking at how they can adapt to this new normal, and how they can build their pipeline, because I think that's a big challenge for everybody. Right now, it's still kind of business as usual because you've got the existing work. In 6 months from now, for example, how is things going to change? Are you going to have work to be working on? Is everything going to be different? What kind of projects are we going to be seeing? So that should be quite a good conversation there.
I'm excited for it.
Me too.
Me three.
Well, that's in about 2 weeks. And what does your day-to-day look like now at work and getting ready for that session?
A lot of Zoom meetings. I think I have like a couple of hours a day where I'm not on a Zoom meeting. So yeah, it's just my day-to-day's changed quite a bit because I'm used to actually seeing my customers in person and just spending more time with them physically. So having to adapt to being on phone calls and on Zoom has been interesting. And even preparing for this panel over Zoom has been very interesting, trying to work out how we're going to flow it. Even working out, do we need to all dress the same? Like, is someone going to turn up in a onesie? We need to make sure there's some kind of consistency there.
Sure.
Yeah, that's great. I think preparing for an event is, you know, exciting and nerve-wracking at the best of times. So when it's kind of thrown, you know, on its side, which is still exciting, it's just going to be a bit different. I think it adds, you know, a lot more elements to think about. But either way, I'm excited. I know it's going to be great.
Bring my A game.
So Karim, I have a just separate kind of question. What's something that many people don't know about you?
I used to be a DJ on a pirate radio station.
Wow.
There you go. Oh. Don't tell anyone.
That's pretty
that's
good.
So cool.
I feel like that's like the quintessential mid-90s movie.
Exactly.
The pirate radio station. Well, and going off of Mila's question, Karima, what is one thing that, now that your work and your life are kind of smooshed together, as all of ours are, what's one thing you've learned about yourself?
I've always been quite a determined person, but I've really noticed that when I'm in my zone, it's really hard for me to snap out of it. And so in the office, it's really easy because you physically have to leave. You can't sleep in the office. So that's your switch off point. Yeah, being at home, it's been really interesting. So I'm trying to be stricter on myself and just making sure that I'm actually removing myself, giving myself time to me. So I've got a routine that I've started doing. When it comes to the end of the working day, I take off my jeans, I put on yoga pants, and I take off my bra and relax. That is my two things to say. Okay,
it.
Karima, well done.
I love it. I'm honestly so impressed that you're putting on jeans.
You might be a couple steps ahead of us. So
seriously, I put on jeans like just to feel like a normal person again. And I was like, wow, this is different.
Yeah, I've had to make it. It's not a big conscious effort, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to dress up for this Zoom meeting because I got to feel it. You know, I got to feel like I'm in that zone.
Yeah, it honestly makes a difference. Karima, thank you so, so, so much. You were a pleasure to talk to. This has been wonderful. Yes, and I'm very excited for the first session. And I'm just very excited to see what you do, because judging off the last 9 months, I know it's going to be great things.
Thank you.
And so with that, the Stellar Woman, I'm Mila Taylor.
And I'm JC Steinbrenner.
Signing off.
Oh, no, I blew it.
No, that was better. We were in sync for me.
Oh, it wasn't in sync for me.
It was in sync for me.
There we go.